Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This episode is brought to you by Atlanta United. Celebrate HBCU Night at Atlanta United this Saturday, April 5th, as the Five Stripes take on FC Dallas. All HBCU students, alumni, faculty, family, and friends invited to attend. Get tickets at atlutd.com.
The Burt Show.
When you need the right words and don't want to screw it up, let The Burt Show be your texting tutor, and we'll screw it up for you.
Mo and Abby, I'm going to need you to brace yourselves because our texting tutor is always complicated. I feel like it's going to be excessively complicated today because it has to do with co-parenting.
Oh,
no. To a subject that Mo and I are an expert in. We have a lot of experience with.
We got all the advice you need here.
Yeah, I know, right? So Bert is out because he's at a podcast convention in Chicago. And so the one co-parent on the show is not here to help us with the co-parenting texting tutor, but we're going to try. And Bert has talked at length about co-parenting, and like he and his ex-wife Stacy are in a great place. Like Bert and his girlfriend Amanda, Stacy and her boyfriend Joe, like they can all hang out at Hollis's soccer games. They all wish each other well. Like it's great, right?
Very impressive.
Very, very impressive. This co-parenting situation is going to be difficult to say the least. So we're not talking to either one of the parents. We're actually talking to the child in the co-parenting situation.
Oh, wow.
She's an adult.
Okay.
She's graduating from college. She has a set amount of graduation tickets to the ceremony. And dad is making some demands of the graduation tickets. And we have to help her text her mother to let her know that she's getting a limited amount of tickets and she can't bring her boyfriend.
Whoa.
No.
Those graduation tickets always get a little tricky, man.
Uh-huh.
Well, to be fair, if I'm the boyfriend, I'm going to be kind of relieved. You know how boring graduations are? When was the last time y'all went to a graduation?
Mine.
You sit there for hours to hear them go, Mo Mitchell, and then you go, yay! And then you sit there for another 3 hours.
Yeah, man, if your name ain't Z, you're there for a minute.
But Tara, congratulations on your upcoming graduation.
Thank you so much.
All right, so Tara did request to be put on the voice disguiser, so she normally doesn't sound like that. So, yeah, Tara, we got your email, and you obviously have found yourself in a pretty sticky situation. I feel like your dad is putting a lot of pressure on you, but I also can understand where your dad is coming from and why he doesn't want your mom's new boyfriend there. So for everybody catching up, go ahead and explain the situation, please, and why your dad does not want your mom's boyfriend at your graduation.
So I am graduating college, and so my parents are divorced, and I get 10 tickets for my ceremony. And obviously, I want my mom and dad to go. And however, so my mom is the reason that they're divorced. So she had cheated on him, and she wants to bring her new man, and my dad definitely does not want that at all. And she actually wants 5 tickets, and she wants to bring her boyfriend and her, and then 3 other people of like his family and people that she wants to bring. And understandably, I guess my dad does not want them there. And he is pretty much the one that entirely helped me financially to be able to go to college. Mm-hmm. And he thinks that he should be getting more of the tickets than my mom. He paid for school, and she's the one that messed up our family. And so he doesn't really care. He doesn't want her to have 5 tickets.
I'm actually shocked that she wants to bring her boyfriend, who she cheated on your dad with, to your graduation.
That seems
kind of messed up on mom's behalf. Am I wrong?
Maybe a little petty?
It feels really ballsy to me. It just kind of feels like rubbing it in the face.
So when your dad made this request of you that he wanted a majority of the tickets and he wanted you to tell your mom that he cannot come, you're on board with this. Like, you're okay with this.
Yeah, because the only thing that I care about is that my Nana and Grandpa come. And so as long as they get 2 of these tickets of the 10, then I'm good with that. So I want her to know that she can have one and that my Nana and Grandpa can have one, but those other people can't.
Gotcha. So this is your mom's parent. Yeah. So your mom
and my mom's parents.
Your mom and your mom's parents more than welcome to come. but he and anybody from his family, not welcome to come.
Yeah, it's not the place. It's not the time. It's no.
What kind of relationship do you have with your mother?
I love my mom, obviously. I mean, I feel like that's silly to say, but I love her very much. And I've come a long way with accepting her imperfection and, you know, that people mess up, but she still messed up. Mm-hmm. And there are consequences to that. And you can't just kind of have everything the way you want it when there's other people's feelings and other things at stake. So while I love her and I, you know, I don't really resent her the way I used to, I also don't want him there and I don't want his people there. I don't even know his people.
Yeah. And it's your graduation. You're entitled to that.
Nothing wrong with that at all.
Yeah. And I get a limited amount of tickets. You know, I want that to be filled with the people that I love and that, you know.
Tara, I think we're all on your side here, and we're going to do our best.
Oh, thanks, guys.
Yeah, we're going to do our best to craft a text with your mom explaining that she cannot bring her boyfriend, cannot bring any of his family, and she's getting limited tickets. I'm sure this is going to go over really well with
Swimmingly.
Her. Swimmingly. So easy. I hope so.
All right, hang tight, and we'll be right back to text with your mom, okay?
Thanks, guys.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, Abby, we are doing texting tutor. Tara's on the line. Who are we about to text and why?
We're about to text her mom. So her mom cheated on her dad, Tara's dad, with this guy who is now her boyfriend. And obviously, when you paid for your daughter's entire college and school, and you were also done wrong by this woman with her now boyfriend, you kind of don't want him to show up to the graduation. So now we have to text Tara's mom, telling her that we have a limited amount of tickets so that she can't bring her boyfriend and his family.
All right. So, Tara, I already have an idea as far as a route we should go. And even though your dad made this request of you, you agree with it. So I don't think we even involve dad.
Completely agree.
Because I think if your mom hears your dad is behind this, she's going to dig in and she's going to make this so much more difficult. So I say that I say this request is coming from you and you only. Are you willing to fall on that sword?
Yes. If you think it will go better, then yes.
it will go better.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you're absolutely right on this one.
Question. Who else from your mom's side is allowed to come to the graduation? Or is it just your mom?
No, my Nana and Grandpa, so her parents, who I love them to death, so them definitely.
Okay, so I think that's, you know, that's the three, Mom, Nana, and Gramps.
So should we even make this a ticket thing, or are we just making it a honest thing of, I just don't want this guy at my celebration for what he means to my family?
No, I think this is what we need to do going in. We kind of, let's play a little ignorant here. I mean, I know you're about to have like a college degree, but we're gonna play ignorant here, Tara. How about we hit up Mom and be like, hey, just confirming graduation plans. I have 3 tickets secured for you, Nana, and Gramps.
Boom.
There it is.
Okay. No need to over-explain.
Oh, yeah.
Just throwing it out there.
I like that.
She'll fight back, but this is, we'll fight back. So how about we go ahead and send that out to her right now, Tara?
Okay. Hold on.
No, wait.
Yeah, I'm not sending it.
Yeah. I want to end with something that's like got a little oomph to it, and not like to dig at Mom, but to like, I'm so excited to have you guys there for one of my proudest moments.
Oh,
so you get what I'm saying? Yes. Yeah.
Reminder what this day is all about.
Yeah. I like that.
You write that? So excited to have you. So excited to have you guys there for one of my proudest moments. Because again, this is your day. This is your graduation. Not taking away from your parents and their sacrifices. You know what I mean? But there's a she's going to be there. Nana and Gramps are going to be there. And that should be good enough. All right. Hit send.
Exclamation point or a heart or anything?
Yeah. Exclamation heart. Absolutely. However you.
Okay. It's sent.
We got it. We got a girlfriend.
My heart.
Tara. Breathe through it.
Tara, my toddler and I do this on the regular. I need you to breathe through your nose.
And breathe.
I feel like that was more for us than for her.
Yeah, I needed that.
Right. Every now and then it's good to do a little mindful breathing. It kind of calms the nerves. Okay. It calms the nervous system.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Jimmy's getting better at it. We did it the other day, and he goes, look, Mama, I'm not mad anymore.
Oh, that gives me hope. Even if she gets mad, I can tell her to breathe.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if it works the same on moms, but it definitely works on a four.
Wait. I just got it back. Hold on.
Got a text.
She said, that's it? Question mark. What about the rest of the ticket? I have more guests.
That's all I got.
The school only gives us so many.
Does your mom know how many tickets total you get?
I feel like I definitely told her. She knows it's limited. She definitely knows that.
Yeah, okay.
What if we play dumb? What if we say something like, what other tickets? These are the only ones I have for you. We just skirt.
Yeah.
If
these are the only tickets she has, these are the only tickets she has. I mean, what can she really do?
That's
the school
point.
Gave us a certain amount of tickets. Mm. I've already distributed the others. This is all I have left.
Yeah. This is all the school gave me.
Mm-hmm.
Can't wait to see you.
Okay, bye.
So what Mo and Abby said, as far as like, these are the tickets the school allotted me.
These are the tickets.
And you, okay, Nana, and Gramps, you, Nana, and Gramps are who I would like to attend.
Yes.
Yep.
And you, Nana, that's perfect. Love you, bye.
Mean it.
Ben?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mom is fuming on the other side. I can feel it.
Mm-hmm.
Steam coming out of her ears.
Are you guys doing... okay, hold on, Tara. Hold on, Tara.
Yeah.
Are you guys doing like a post-graduation like celebration? You doing dinner or party, anything like that?
We're doing like a nice dinner where like a bunch more people are coming. Yeah, it's like a nice sit-down dinner.
Okay, perfect. That's good to know, and that'll be your out. All right, what did Mom say?
So she said, really? Only three tickets? And who is your father bringing? Is he only bringing two guests as well? Oh, come on, Mom.
I think we just totally skirt over that. Mm-hmm. We totally ignore it and just say, yeah, this is all I'm able to give because of what the school gave me. But
we're all trying to make it work.
Amy, okay.
I'm doing my best to make this work so all the people who are most important to me can be there.
Okay,
Tara, read what you have so far.
This is all I'm able to give because of what the school gave me. I'm doing my best to make this work so all the people that...
Leave it at that. Just leave it at that, Tara. Say, I'm doing my best to make this work.
Okay. And just send?
No.
Okay.
Hold on a second.
What if we throw in a line about, we'll be so excited to have your other guests at the after party dinner? Something like that.
I was saying that if you have other guests you're concerned about... we also have the after graduation dinner to celebrate. Send.
Yeah, send.
This is just so funny that she's going to bat for this. I don't know anybody that cared this much about coming to my graduation.
Right. It's so bold.
I know.
And it's. I also don't really think these other people, I mean, it would be very nice if they cared this much about my graduation, but I kind of doubt it.
No. I think your mom's just trying to make a point.
Mm-hmm.
She also probably in some way wants to show how happy she is in front of your dad. Like, look how much better I'm doing.
I just got a text. It looked long. Okay. She wrote, of course I have other guests in mind. Can you ask around? Oh my God. Can you ask around and see if anyone isn't going to use all their allotted tickets? Otherwise, I'm going to have to figure out how to tell your grandparents. What? How to tell your grandparents that only one of them can come?
What the heck?
Oh, yeah, nice.
Are you kidding me?
Nah, it's time to take the gloves off now.
How about we just say, I'm confused. I'm giving you one ticket. I'm giving Nana and Gramps two tickets. So
what's the confusion?
They'll both be there. So they'll
definitely both be there?
Yeah.
Or,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's very clear.
Your mom must have failed math. This is very simple. 1 + 2.
She tried to ice out one of her parents for the guy that
those are my grandparents.
And don't, wild. Whatever you do, do not hand your mother three tickets. Your mother gets one ticket. Uh-huh. Make sure you physically hand over the other two to Nana and Grandpa.
I didn't even think it would come to that, but yeah, you're right. She's not making one of my grandparents not come.
Her main goal is to get what she wants. It's not what's best for you. It's to get what she wants.
Your mom sounds like she went to the University of Conniving and Manipulation.
Right? Oh, okay, I just got a novel. The mother that birthed you and raised you only gets one ticket?
Yep.
I'll figure it out with them, or I'll ask around on a few Facebook groups to see if anyone has an extra ticket. I'm sure this comes up often, and the school has a way to provide more. I'll call them, too. I'll handle it from here. No, you won't. I don't want you handling it from... What do I do with her? This is ridiculous.
The only way out, I feel like, is to be honest with her and tell her you do not want him there. That's it. Or she gonna just keep going.
Mm-hmm.
My dad's not wrong. I don't want him there. I agree with him. He shouldn't be there.
All right. So then
let's say that.
All right. So, Mom, I don't appreciate the guilt trip. I appreciate everything and all you've done for me.
Which I do. Mm-hmm. Everything and all you've done for me. Okay.
I've also worked really hard to accomplish this achievement. I want this day to be special.
Okay.
Please respect my wishes.
Love you, bye.
Can I say that?
If you're
I know. I want to be like, end of story, love you, bye.
If your intent is to secure a ticket for Bruce, I'm not okay.
A ticket for Bruce.
I'm not okay with that.
And I'm not. I'm not okay with that.
What do we all think?
I think that's good.
That's good.
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead and hit send.
Just drop that bomb on her now.
Yeah. Okay. It's not fair.
No, it's not.
It's just
listen,
really unfair.
You're an adult. She's an adult.
Yeah.
These are uncomfortable conversations to have. Tara, yeah. And I want you to brace yourself. Depending on what kind of person she may not attend. That has nothing to do with you, and that has everything to do with her. So I feel
she wrote me.
What you got?
She said, well, he is in my life now and a very important part of my life. You have to learn to accept that. Not inviting him is the same as not inviting me. Wow. You are an adult and can handle hard things. Wow.
So are you.
Ooh.
Bingo.
Ooh.
That's good.
What did you say?
I would just respond back, so are you.
Yep. Just send?
Yep.
Yep.
Okay. That's just really unfair. Ugh. Yeah. Thank you guys so much.
No,
because I know, you were being reasonable, and I'm glad to have your voice, because I don't want hers to, permeate my, brain.
Moms can do that sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
You were right, though. Wow. She's, really putting her foot down on this.
Listen, believe it or not, I'm going to be a little bit of a defense attorney for your mom here. I still stand by the fact that I think she's being unreasonable, especially if this is still somewhat fresh. But your mom has a point. You don't know what was going on behind closed doors with your mom and your dad, right?
Yeah.
So you have no idea why, at least I hope they didn't disclose this, why the affair happened. Because there are times sometimes it takes two for it, or sometimes it takes three for an affair to happen.
Sometimes it takes four.
Yeah. So who's to say why your mom felt the need to step out on her marriage? I'm not saying your dad was at fault, but I'm also not saying your mom was at fault. This is not black and white. There's a lot of gray here, right? And so if she is still with this man, and then obviously she has some affection for him, I can understand her feeling slighted that he's not invited to the graduation. I get that. But
she did right. She wrote back.
Oh.
She said, you are right, and that is why I'll handle it. We'll talk later.
I don't know what that means, but whatever. I'm really sorry, Tara.
I am too.
Thank you, guys.
At least you've expressed yourself, and you've made your true feelings known. So,
thank you for helping with that, really.
And if you can, and this takes a lot of years to, practice and a lot of years to master, try not to let it affect you. And I know that's much easier said than done. If she does get him a ticket and if she does bring him to brings him to the graduation, you just do your best to rise above.
Yeah.
Don't let her take away the joy of your special day. Now, afterwards, however you want to handle that relationship with your mom is completely up to you. But for your day, all I am asking and begging and pleading of you is, and again, so much easier said than done. Don't allow her to steal your shine.
You spent
blood, sweat, and tears, 4 or sometimes 5 years, depending if you take the scenic route. You earned that diploma. You earned this day to be celebrated, and let yourself be celebrated, and don't let them take the focus away from you. All right?
Thank you. I will keep that with me. I really, really appreciate those words. Thank you, guys. Really.
You're welcome, babe. Just fingers crossed your mama can't come up with another ticket.
That's all you can control. Focus on you. Enjoy your day. Congratulations.
Thank you guys so much. I really appreciate you.
You're
congrats,
welcome.
Tara.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Oh, you're welcome.
The Burt Show. Abby was so annoyed this morning. So annoyed at this bit. She doesn't like, you don't like this bit?
No, I don't have a problem with this bit. I think we get a lot of repeat questions that to me just feel really tiresome. Mm-hmm. It's like, how many times can I put Mikey last on a list of people I want to drop from the show? You know what I mean? It just feels like, what is this accomplishing? Do you want to know more about me and ask questions that you wouldn't normally ask? Or do you just want to see how I feel about people on the show?
Okay, so we do this bit on Fridays called Plead the Fifth. And we do it live early in the morning. And it's a hit. I mean, most people that are criticizing the show or critiquing the show when I ask them, say, oh, I'm so glad you guys brought back Plead the Fifth. But Abby thinks it's the same question. And we see this on Facebook from time to time also. Like, okay, guys, if you're going to do this, then do it with real questions, right?
Yeah, or just don't take the easy loophole answer out. You know, like earlier, an example, not to roast you, Abby, at all, but like, you know, rank the relationships on the show. Well, that is, you're right, hard for you to do when you don't spend time. So it's like, I'll go by length of time. And like, that's not... That's a logical answer, but it's not really like a genuine, deep from your soul, what you really think answer.
To be fair, it's also a truthful answer. Like, I mean, I've only hung out with Bart, Kristen's husband, a couple of times. And so how am I supposed to be like, yeah, I think they're getting divorced next year? You know what I mean? Like, that's like, that's a crazy thing to say.
Yeah.
So she said, look, she was annoyed this morning. She's like, come on. Come on, come at me. If we're going to do this, come at me. So I said, all right, let's just do this later in the show.
I was a different person at 6 a.m. I've had caffeine. I've had my breakfast since then. My blood sugar was low.
Oh, you were just hangry.
I was hangry. I was, you know what? It's Friday. I'm a little sleep deprived and a little miffed because we do so many questions where we have to rank people. I'm like, I've answered this question 7 times.
Okay, it's too late.
And
too
also,
late.
Don't forget, she thought she was on vacation this week.
I also thought I was on vacation this week. Right. It's layered, Bert. It's layered.
The woman is, she's a little bit bitter right now, all right?
So I said, all right, 9 o'clock then. Cassie, find the ones that go after Abby, because that's what she asked for. So Plead the Fifth is when we ask 5 questions, and you can plead the fifth on one of them, but if you do that, you have to answer the other 4. So you got a little wiggle room.
We straight up stole this from Andy Cohen, Watch What Happens Live. He does this on his show on Bravo, but they only do 3 questions. We amped it up a little bit. We do 5.
Now, when I said come at me, I didn't mean be mean, but I mean, yeah.
Hard questions.
But if you have questions that you're curious, maybe people just aren't curious about me. Maybe this is my fault.
You want questions that, like, Barbara Walters would have asked you, not questions they're going to ask you on Good Morning America.
Sure.
Right?
We'll go with that.
All right.
Do you know who Barbara Walters
is? Of course I know who Barbara Walters is.
Yeah, it's true.
Pioneer for women in journalism, Barbara Walters.
I was at a dinner the other night, and one of the women there was about your age, maybe 2 years younger.
Okay.
And we were talking about Chili from TLC, and she's like, the Learning Channel?
No. Oh, even I know TLC. She obviously has never chased a waterfall.
All right, we're going to start out easy.
I'm a little nervous.
Where did you lose your virginity?
Plead the Fifth.
Oh!
Yeah, I'm not talking about that on air.
Okay.
All right.
Well, all of a sudden, you got Tommy's attention.
It's a hard-hitting question, but you are within your right to plead the Fifth.
Yeah, my mom listens to the show now.
And I do appreciate Tommy and his loopholes, but I'm not going to like rephrase the question to try and get you in another way. So we're going to move on to the next one. What was the biggest fight you've ever had with your mom about?
Oh, that's an easy one. So, how do I dance around this question?
I can answer this.
But dance around it because my mom listens to the show. So I'm trying to be respectful of her feelings. My mom and I get in an annual fight every year on Thanksgiving. We always go up to the cabin in LJ, and it is a very... overstimulating experience. It's like 30 people in a cabin. So I like to leave the cabin to get some fresh air, to kind of cool off, to kind of like recharge my social battery. And every year she gets mad at me about it. Every year we have a blow up fight about it. It makes me look psycho because obviously they're going to take her side because she's the adult. And
so you have this blow up in front of the family.
It's every single year. So I stopped going to Thanksgiving.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. Now that's a good answer.
There you go. See, now you know something about me and I don't have to tell the world that Mikey should be dropped from the show.
This is really great. So I just want to connect to that for a second because that was a real issue with me and my ex-wife's family. Also, in the beginning, they can hang out with each other from 8 in the morning until 2 in the morning, constantly talking, engaging, playing cards, out on the beach the whole time. I just don't have the stamina, the social stamina. I need a break. So I used to just, like you, go off into solitary confinement just to decompress a little bit from the noise and the conversation. And her dad at first literally asked Stacy, like, does he not like us? And I loved all of them and still do, but I just needed that time away. I can't do it.
Yeah, I just don't have that social battery. And I think it makes you look like the bad guy when you're the one constantly leaving. And yeah, so
it's literally one of those instances where it's not a them thing. It's just a you thing.
It's a me thing.
And it's how you're wired. And there's honestly nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
All right, good answer.
Good answer.
Good answer.
And good question.
Is it just what you guys want?
Yes.
I think it really reveals so much about yourself, and it's so relatable. Deep down, what do you fear is the real reason you haven't found love that maybe you really don't want to admit to yourself?
If I'm being honest, I think finding the right person is one of those things that either involves divine timing or just incredible luck. And I think you have to be prepared for the right moments when you cross paths with people you're compatible with. And I don't think those two things have been aligned. I think I've either come across people I'm deep down compatible with, but I wasn't in a place to be ready for it, or been in a place to be ready for it, but haven't come across the people that I would genuinely connect with. I think it's been a lot of like discovering yourself in your 20s and becoming the best, quote unquote, best version of yourself. The most like, I think using the word marketable is kind of a weird way to put it, but like being the kind of person that somebody wants to date, but also being that person when you come across people that you also want to date. Does that make sense? Like, I think the stars kind of have to align, and I don't think that's ever been there, if that makes sense. What? You want to say something? Should we do plead the fifth for Bert? What? Why are you holding back?
I have an opinion about this.
What's your opinion?
But it might be hurtful.
Don't be mean on the
air. I'm not going to be mean. I just have a different take on it.
What? You think I'm just kind of busted on the internet?
Of course not. No. I think my opinion is, are you asking me for my opinion?
No, she did not ask for your opinion.
Then I won't give it.
I would also like to say, let's cut Eva's because I don't know if I can emotionally handle doing Eva's after this.
You are asking for it.
No, tell me off the air. This would be good bonus content.
Okay.
All right. Based on the way you talk about them, it's clear you care deeply about your family, but you've acknowledged their strain. Why do you think your parents love your brother more than you?
He's the golden child. I've definitely talked about this in therapy. My brother's just easier. And when people are easier, they're more likable. And I'm not easier.
You're very likable, though.
Yeah. What makes you think you're not easy? Yeah.
I mean, I was a difficult kid. Like, I had sensory issues growing up, and... You know, like, for example, needing to leave Thanksgiving. My brother's not like that. My brother's built like my mom.
Gotcha.
And I'm not built like my mom. So that was tough growing up, like, being more like my dad. But, like, when you have those dynamics, like, your mom is just more nurturing. So when you're more like your mom, you just get more of that parental attention. Whereas I'm more like my dad, but my dad's a dude.
Yeah.
So that was tough growing up, for sure.
We're definitely pushing Eva's. You're welcome.
But we love you too.
Thanks. I mean, it's not that I'm not likable, but I think you're more likable when you're an easier kid. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't an easier kid. And I can admit that. I think that was my fault? No, I think I'm human. And I think I was just trying to figure it out the best that I could. But yeah, I 100% have been to therapy talking about how my brother 100% was just easier. So he just got more. Love is not the right word. My parents love me. And I know this has been really hard for my parents. I'm sure my mom has turned it off by now. But yeah, like, my brother for sure was the golden child.
Well, you have definitely followed through. Do you find that now also that he is the easier sibling, or now that's all in the past?
No, roles have reversed. I'm the better one. They like me better now. No, I'm just kidding. No, I think it's things have evened out now. I think distance is good. Like, I think living in Atlanta has been really good for my relationship with my family. I think I'm just somebody who needs to have like their own life. Like, they all love Florida. They want to be in Florida. I love that I can go down to Florida and see them. And I love that I can come back to my little neck of the woods and, you know, be me over here.
Do you think you give more to your relationship with your brother than he deserves?
Is that my next question?
Yes.
I think growing up I did, but now it's evened out. But for sure, growing up. Yeah.
Okay. Who do you have more sexual tension with, Jackson or Mikey?
Well, considering Mikey hates me.
Are you sure?
Mikey does not like me. Mikey constantly complains about me. So the easy answer there is Jackson.
Is he playfully...
No, Mikey has issues with me.
He does.
We need to get to the bottom of this.
I've been trying to get to the bottom of it. We've had conversations on the personality hires ad nauseum.
And he just says, no, I don't.
I kind of playfully would joke with him, and I think he would take that personally. So then he just started getting like very resentful towards me. I'm like, okay, well then I'll just stop joking with you. So now we like don't have a relationship.
It's funny you say that, because one of the questions is, you always call Mikey out during Plead the Fifth questions. Is it all jokes, or do you guys have a real issue?
No, it's jokes. Like, I love Mikey. He just doesn't like me. That's the problem. That's what's frustrating. I love Mikey. I advocated for Mikey to get this job. I want Mikey around. And he's also just an easy cop out to be like, yeah, let's get rid of Mikey.
Is there any kind of string, like psychological string, between you, Mikey, and you and your brother?
No. I see Mikey as like a little brother. Like, I see him as like a baby cub, and I just like want to protect him, but he doesn't want it. He wants me to go away.
Well, you asked for it and you delivered.
Yeah. Yeah.
This was a way better segment than the earlier one.
That was the feedback. You said people don't know anything about you. Now you know.
Are you okay?
Go. Well done.
No, I want to go home.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Thought I gamed the system last night and I was shot down. Let me run this by you guys. And I'm pretty sure I know how the women are going to vote here. Dudes, maybe differently. Okay? So I believe in compromise in a relationship, right? If there's something wrong, let's compromise. We could see eye to eye on this whole thing. Something's got to work for you. Something's got to work for me. Problem I'm having here is it is taking Amanda and I forever to get through our shows, our quote-unquote shows, right? She's not with me full-time. She's got a kid. We hang out with each other about 50% of the time. So when we are together, right, before we're about to doze off, we got shows that we watch, right? Mm-hmm. But if I don't see her for a week, man, I can't watch that show without her. That's our show.
Yeah. I live with my husband, and we have this issue. And so we gave up on this a long time ago.
You did. So you guys don't have a show that you must watch together.
No, where it's like each man for themselves.
Oh, wow.
Whenever you can watch something, you watch something. We're like two ships passing in the night right now. I know this is a phase and we'll come out of it, but I don't have the patience. He probably would wait, but I can't. And so I'm like, sorry, not sorry, Podge. I'm watching this show without you.
Same.
Yeah.
Really? I think movies will reserve, because we can usually try and grab a couple hours together at the weekend to watch a movie. But yeah, shows.
I don't want to give up on that time. I like watching a show together. The frustration is either I got to wait or she's got to wait until we're next to each other watching a show together. Now, the White Lotus here. It's just, it's hard for me to avoid the spoilers online. I get very excited when it comes out. And there are many days that I'm there that she's not there that I really want to watch that episode. It's happened with us in Bloodline, whatever. So I thought I gamed the system last night. I hit her with a text because she's at her place more than half the time and I'm at my place. So I wrote, sometimes can we just FaceTime the entire time we're watching one of our shows when a new episode comes out, instead of taking weeks to watch it in person together? Or is that part of the quote unquote intimacy?
You are so sweet, but you are so needy.
Why needy?
They have those things where you can do like watch.
Yeah,
parties.
Yeah, on Netflix, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not being needy here. I mean, I would watch it, but is a special time for us. And I know it is a special time for her too. So is it that we have to be next to each other in order to advance our watching pleasure? Or can she be on FaceTime right next to me? She's watching it. I'm watching it. We're advancing and we're watching it together in different places.
Okay. You know, props to you for thinking outside of the box and asking if it fulfills the intimacy. I appreciate that in a relationship. But what?
Yeah. It just seems like a lot of work. Just watch your show.
No.
What's so intimate about watching a show together? Like, do you guys talk throughout it? Or is it just that what are you getting out of watching a show together that you couldn't get out of just hanging out together some other time? Like, why do you have to watch these shows together?
Well, the last hour of my night is generally winding down and I'm going to watch a TV show, right? Mm-hmm. So I like the fact that we have one together. So it's pretty routine. So right around 8 o'clock, When she's ready for bed and I'm ready for bed, I get in bed. She puts her head on my chest. I rub her head on her back. And then we're watching the show together. And then one of us dozes off. I know when she dozes off because she goes into a seizure.
That's really sweet. I forgot. They're still in the honeymoon phase.
Yeah.
I'm like, what are you getting out of it? I'm like, shut up. Stop talking. Bart will walk.
Did you fart?
Yeah. Bart will walk into the bedroom. And his college friends have called him out for this. He just stands there. So he just stands off to the left of the TV, puts his hand on his hip and just stands there as I'm watching my show. Like, it's, and 9 times out of 10, it's a true crime documentary. And he's just standing there to the point that I have to pause the show. And I'm like, will you get the out of here? Like, you're ruining my show. You're just standing there.
Chad did that when I was going through my Pretty Little Liars phase, and he'd walk in and start like just critiquing it. And then he'd be like, who's this girl? So how does she know her? And then I'm like, do you want me to give you the entire backstory of season one? And I did. And then he would just stand and watch it.
Go away. Yep.
So this was her answer. I don't watch TV unless I'm with you. I don't have time. She has a 4-year-old, right? So to answer your question, no. Patience.
You don't have any patience,
I've
though.
I've got none of that. But for what reason, though? What is, like, if we are both watching it together, even if we're not in the same room, it's the same watching experience.
But she's telling you that she doesn't have time to get on FaceTime and watching a show. So it's all a moot point anyway.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
I really thought I'd game the system on that one.
No.
I thought at least one of you guys would go, no, I get it.
No.
I don't get FaceTime at all. Like, why do you want to see someone's face?
I'd rather FaceTime.
I hate it.
I will FaceTime a person before I will call them.
No, text me and I'll respond in 3 to 5 business days.
The Burt Show.
I mean, come on. Really? Come on. I want you to get you guys in on this. Again, my opinion about Adam Sandler is this. I don't hate Adam Sandler. He looks like one of the nicest guys in the celebrity world. One of the nicest.
Very down to earth.
Very down to earth.
Look what the man wears on a daily basis.
Yeah.
That man do not care.
None. Zero. Zero Fs to give, man.
Always seems to have time for people. Does a lot of philanthropy. I like a lot of his movies. What's the gem movie he did? What was that one called?
Uncut Gems.
When he does serious parts, I absolutely love him.
Do you know how much he's worth?
A lot of money. Like, a lot of money.
Holy moly.
What is it?
Well, you know, he's in 2020, he signed a 4-year deal with Netflix worth over $250 million.
Yeah.
But according to the internets, he's worth $420 million.
I would also be worth that much if I shopped at Goodwill every day.
He knows how to. He's a penny pincher.
He is. All right.
That's Adam Sandler, he's a talented guy. I will give you that. Billy Madison was a good movie. But as I go down these, like, some of them, he just ripped us off.
Happy Gilmore was a good movie.
You see what's coming out.
Happy Gilmore, too.
Yeah.
It's a classic.
When he does the voice, whatever that something voice, it just drives me crazy.
If he's not your thing, that's fine. Whatever.
50% of his movies suck. It's a cash grab with all of his friends, and you rarely get a laugh out of
him. Waterboy was funny.
Uh-huh.
Yes, it was. Bobby Boucher.
Man, yes.
That sucked.
The what?
That did not suck.
Waterboy was great.
I wouldn't even say cult classic.
Now, what you're saying, I'm on the train, Jack and Jill.
Terrible.
There are some bad ones.
Terrible.
But you can say
Little
that.
Little Nicky.
You can say that about literally.
That voice is kind of funny. Nah.
You can say that about literally any actor, though. They all have their bombs. Every single actor has a bomb.
Okay, let me ask you this. Then, because I really do feel like he owes me a lot of money. And every time I go to the theater, every single time it's the same thing. And I walk out of there going, I'm done. Done with Adam Sandler. Well, and then I go back and it's the same thing over and over again.
Well, we've accepted. And this is your own fault. Like, if you saw Grown Ups 1, you knew what you were getting with Grown Ups 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
It was just like that movie.
Right.
But it's just so good.
But it's just an excuse for him and his friends to get together and go to some exotic location and film a movie together.
And so he can cosplay being married to the hottest woman in Hollywood at the moment.
There you go.
So he was just named the best comedic actor of all time.
Of all time?
Of all time.
Who else would it be?
Okay, Will Ferrell, duh.
I would put Will Ferrell over Adam Sandler, abso-freaking-lutely.
I'm going to go ahead and tell you who was nominated here, because puberty, which is really, really popular on Instagram and on social media.
Right. We all follow it.
Did kind of a bracketed basketball-type tournament for tying into March Madness. So I guess they did a round of like 64. And these are the actors and actresses that he beat, okay? Let's see. We got Jim Carrey.
Oh, Jim Carrey's funnier than Adam Sandler.
He's done so much serious stuff.
And again, this is best comedic actor. So this isn't the funniest. This isn't their stand-up. This is acting. Best comedic actor, okay?
Got it.
Steve Carell.
Ding, 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 ding.
Totally winner, better winner. Than Adam Sandler.
But he also wants to do serious stuff. Like, I feel like he's trying to get away from that Michael Scott bit.
That's fine, but you got to take their body of work, like their comedic body of work, and compare it to Adam Sandler's comedic body of work. Mm-hmm. And... like 40-year-old virgin, so dinner good. With schmucks.
Good. Yeah. Really good.
My thought with Adam Sandler is I feel like he just plays himself in different forms in every film. Like, you're getting the same kind of weird, like, Laffy Taffy voice. It's
Steve
weird.
Steve Carell just told a story on one of the talk shows where one of those star buses pulled up beside him, and his wife said, roll down the window, see what they do. She rolled down the window. They had no idea who he was. That would not happen with Adam Sandler.
Well, that's because Steve Carell's a silver fox now. He doesn't look like Michael Scott, but there is one comedic actor. Maybe it's on your list, but I'm surprised that I think hands down should win best comedic actor.
Who is that?
Robin Williams.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. And Robin Williams was on this list. Robin Williams in the first round beat Amy Schumer. And then the next round lost to Adam Sandler. Robin Williams lost to Adam Sandler?
I'm sorry, that's blasphemy.
Right?
This has got to be like a PR stunt. Like, I feel like his publicity team worked with Puberty because he's coming out with Happy Gilmore 2, that maybe they want to start laying it in people's minds that this is like one of the greatest comedic actors of all time. So people who haven't seen Happy Gilmore 1 can get excited for Happy Gilmore 2 because Puberty has such a big Gen Z audience.
There's another one.
I was going to say Gen Z. I wonder if they just don't know Robin Williams.
They don't.
Maybe. Kristen Wiig, better than Adam Sandler.
She's good.
I would agree.
Comedic actor, better, right?
Yeah. That Ghostbusters movie was hilarious.
I mean, everybody has a dud, man.
Who's that other...
that applies to Adam Sandler.
I actually like that Ghostbusters.
That's like one mullet. You get one mullet. That's her mullet, okay?
Dude, even Kate McKinnon would beat out Adam Sandler in my mind.
I love Kate McKinnon.
Kate McKinnon wasn't even on this
list. She doesn't even star in a movie.
So she's still a better comedic actor.
I disagree on that one.
Tina Fey.
I would put Tina Fey over Adam Sandler.
100%.
Is Kevin Hart on the list?
He is.
Kevin Hart should be way, way up there.
Amy Poehler.
Amy Poehler is on this list. Will Ferrell.
Yes.
Obviously.
Eddie Murphy.
None of these people, though.
Oh, my God. Eddie Murphy.
What's the Netflix deal he got?
$250 million.
Who else got that?
He has more money than everybody. And you can say, so this is the thing that makes it so subjective. If you want to say who's made the most money in comedy, probably Adam Sandler. If you want to say, I don't even remember what the other thing I was going to say. Who's made the most money? Oh, I don't know. Regardless.
Okay. Whatever you were going to say was right.
It was right.
You'd be a terrible attorney.
And the last one on this list that's just blasphemy is Chris Farley.
Oh.
Comedic actor.
Of all time.
Of all time. Yeah. At least better than Adam Sandler.
I even think Adam Sandler would say, yes, it goes to Farley over me.
Can I be honest? I had to Google Chris Farley.
But see, that's why.
Oh, you really?
No. Please stop.
Oh, you
dude, you have
Tommy
to think
Boy.
About it. He passed away a long
Are
time
you
ago.
Are you kidding me?
I got to be honest. I don't know who this man is.
Yeah.
He'd be walking in the street. I wouldn't know a thing.
Tommy Boy? No,
he can't be walking in the street.
Well, Tommy Boy, Black Sheep.
He's not with us anymore. That's a classic.
Dude, okay, well, how old were you in 97?
I was fresh out the womb.
Yeah, that's when he passed away.
Is that right? Okay.
Yes. Still. She literally had just been born.
I was just a baby.
Movies do last forever.
Yeah, it's still out there. I know who people came before me.
You know who Rhett Butler is?
Yes.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.